Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Jack, baby, you flicked a bit on the floor and it's bothering me.
Bro, the baby was like,
it's bothering
weird.
Me.
I'm shoehorning that in now with men. it's creepy if I say it to girls.
No, hey, yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. You know those guys that go up to women and be like, you're right, darling.
Ooh. I'm only a step away.
I'm already starting to tell a story. God, I got, you've inspired me.
Can you pick that up, mate? Because
it's just
hate.
One of your stupid workers put it there.
Only I can call them my stupid workers. You can't call them that. They're not yours.
No, that's it.
Shut up, I'm talking!
Shut up, I'm talking.
That was good.
Ooh, I shouldn't have done that. I shook when I did my points and you could hear water in my belly sloshing.
Oh my God, you've just reminded me. I used to do this thing with my mum. What? Yeah. Okay, so audio listeners, what Jack is doing is thrusting into the microphone. I used to do this thing.
I heard it.
I drink loads of water and then I go, Mum, listen. And then my tummy would go.
It's horrible, isn't it?
I loved it.
I don't like that something inside of me is doing that.
Well, there's loads of things
it's
inside.
It's like swallowing a little Bluetooth speaker. Noises shouldn't come
Jack,
from within.
Jack, I, in this episode, 28, have taken the host role. What is your worst moment of the week?
What is your obsession with the structure?
There are roles and structures in the podcast.
Can it not just be a free-flowing conversation between us?
There are roles and structure in order to...
We're all men. We're all just men.
It's fine. Well, there's only two of us. And if we're not including us, then we're not all just men, so...
We're all members of mankind.
Well, I personally call it womankind, but that's up to you. Jack, what is your worst moment of the week?
Oh, Thomas.
What are your listeners?
It was bound to happen. This was the worst moment of the week that was bound to happen someday. I've been in this game... What, 5 years? 5 years I've been doing this internet game. This game we call internet. And look... Finally broke.
I feel like you're broke when you posted I'm not happy, if I'm to be honest with you.
No.
In all lowercase.
No, not...
You broke again.
No, I broke again. This time, I've always said this. I found I was a very well-equipped person for the internet because I'm very difficult to upset with comments.
Oh.
Don't really get to me. I'm very self-assured, possibly to a fault. And comments often don't affect me. But recently, there's this... And I mean this, one guy in my comment section who's commented on the last three videos. And I always, whenever I read comments on I've never been a comment reader, but recently on the Jack channel, I read the comments. But I keep catching this one guy and he keeps upsetting me.
What's he saying?
He just was like, I'm disappointed this year. The content this year has not been as good. Last year there was consistent bangers and this year it's just been reaction slop.
What's his...
I thought to myself, there has been a bit. No, I'll give you credit where credit's due. There has been reaction stuff. But also, I did the lovely vlog for Ellie's birthday. I did the shopping video. I mean, you know, I did a video calling out all my favorite YouTubers and really spoke passionately about the art. I mean, I feel like I've really...
God, yeah, he's got to you, hasn't he?
I feel like I've really put out some, like, real sides to myself this year. And sure, yeah, I've also watched reaction, you know...
You're hurting.
No, I'm not hurting. But, like, you know, sure, I've watched an Instagram reel or two. But I was doing that last year as well. And I couldn't get it. And I went down to Helen and I was like, this guy's hurt me. This guy's hurt me. So if you're that guy, no, you've hurt me. But anyway, yesterday I post, and it was a rough day. I caught the comment for the first time yesterday, so it's fresh. And I was also about to post another reaction type video that day, and I thought it's not a good day to see that. Because I know why I do it. I know why I do it.
This has got to you, man.
I know why I do it. There's people out there that enjoy that shit. It's light entertainment. As Dan and Phil said, it's light entertainment.
God, Jack, breathe. This is like God. Tubbo's worst moment when he fucking...
But...
Breathe, baby.
But don't worry. Right, we're going to address that in a minute.
Okay.
But just... I was hurting, but I've healed. And then I got annoyed. I stopped hurting. I stopped being angry. And I'll tell you why. See, on the new video that came out, which was admittedly, I expected him to arrive. He arrived immediately. Literally a minute after the video was posted, I see, back to the same old, are we? And then another comment. And then another comment that says, genuinely disappointed. That stung. And then, there was a blunder. He went, other than all the emotional good stuff this year, the content's been really bad. I went, did you really just say, other than the good, it's been bad? That's everything, ever. If you say that, you can say that about anything ever. Right, other than the good, man.
I'm sorry, this is so sad.
Tom, other than the good about water, it's really bad. What a silly, silly thing to say. Everything's bad when you ignore the good. Ignoring the good is the whole... You can't just ignore the good. It's not a criticism. You can't say... Imagine, look at Jesus Christ. Jesus H. Christ. Look at Jesus and you say, ignoring all the good, one time he cursed a peach tree, so he's bad. You can't just ignore the good. And that's the good bit. That's the bit that isn't bad. You can't say something's bad because you're ignoring the good. Obviously, then it's bad. Stupid. It's such a stupid comment. It's so stupid. How are you going to make me feel bad all weekend and then reveal yourself as a fool? That I've been saddened by the words of a fool. I vow from this day forth to never let the words of fools affect me again. Can I just say that? The words of fools shall not besmirch me, all right? I won't have it. It's ridiculous. Oh. Fools!
Jeez.
Fools that don't even have besmirch in their lexicon,
baby,
Tom. That's
right.
How foolish they are.
What was his we'll bleep it, but what was his username?
I have no idea. I remember his profile picture. It's a fucking screenshot from the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure manga, and that hurt more because I like that fucking show.
If it makes you feel bad, what I do whenever I get a hate comment that stings,
this is the first time
I've had many, and what I do is I go through their profile and I judge them. And then I give them loads of hate comments in my head, and then I think, yeah, I win.
Why are you just going on your phone?
I'm looking for the profile.
Doing?
I'm going to see.
Don't do it now because it's going to upset you now. Let's stay on track.
I'm looking to judge them, Tom.
No, you do this where you go on your... You're like, I have to do this. And then you're going to be on your phone for like 5 minutes.
No. I'm just going to judge them real quick.
No, it's a private thing you do. You don't do it in front of an audience.
Hold on. Nope.
No.
It's not time to name and shame this individual,
Tom. No, because they want...
Name and shame, you fool!
No, but they're probably quite young, first of all. You're in your, you know, mid-20s. No. They're probably like a 15-year-old whose parents are like, you know, they're probably struggling.
Well, yeah, apparently they're struggling with the quality of the content when they ignore the good stuff.
Maybe pay attention to the good stuff, you fool! Maybe they can enjoy it more.
Oh, I can't find them. They've gotten off scot-free. Your criticism has been taken on board. I have gotten a little lazy. I'm prepping for Japan.
I just want to say...
I got a little lazy. I did.
You know, 12-year-old that's a bit upset that your YouTuber's not posting good videos.
No, I am. He said ignoring the good ones.
You don't deserve this.
So why would you ignore the good ones? They're good.
Yes, some of them have been a little lazier than usual. I've been busy.
This is like, you know...
I've not had the time to put in the real artistry that I usually would.
You know how they say horror films make you confront something in yourself that you're not ready to? This is like you right now. You'll reflect it anyway.
I'm sure this was the... Nah, all right. It's all right.
Should I tell you my worst moment of the week?
Oh, God, sorry. Yeah, I forgot. I got so lost.
You did. That was... You saw red, mate. You saw red and we're not even 10 minutes in.
We don't reference that anymore, all right?
That's not a reference. That's an you know, that's in Inside Out 2. That's when anger takes the helm. It all goes red. That's
yeah,
you.
His head was on fire just then.
Yeah.
In his classic
yeah,
way.
Okay. All right, my
worst
moment of the week.
I actually would like to know.
It's quite the tale.
I've heard it's good.
It is. Well, I've been out to a gig With my friend Harry, who I met on Skywars about 5-6
years
ago.
Not our good friend Average Harry.
He's in New York now.
Oh, he is, yeah.
I went to this gig with my friend Harry, who I know from Skywars, and then we met with Freddie, friend of the podcast, friend of my best friend, you know. And so we...
Badalino.
Freddie, yeah, okay, we can username him. Jam NFL TV.
Just for the audience. No, just fucking for the audience, not for us.
I know it's Freddie. He's Freddie. He's fucking Freddie.
Some of them don't.
Everyone knows Freddie.
Trust me, Tom, I've realised from this, we have some new viewers in here, in the podcast.
Some of them are stupider than others.
No, well, look, just quickly, this is a little detour.
Yeah.
I went in my comments venture, I saw a comment from someone that says, I hate both of their channels, but this podcast is great.
I think you should stop reading comments is what I've taken from the past 5
No,
minutes.
I liked that one.
I don't, yeah, but I
liked that.
I don't think the good is worth the bad.
No, this one was, we won.
No, but you just said it ruined your weekend, this one
that
comment.
That one comment. That's the first time that's ever happened.
I don't think that's what... Anyway, why don't we stick to the structure?
Yeah,
and this
Freddie.
Is why we have a structure, idiot.
Freddie, yeah. So, sorry, you met with Freddie.
So, I'm at this bar. Anyway, we go to a different pub, me, Freddie, and Harry. And Freddie says, by the way, downstairs in this pub, there's the most amazing dance floor. It's amazing. We have to go. I'm like, really, Freddie? You know, we're only a pint in because we have to go. It's Friday night. So, all right, we go through the windy hallways, we get down to this dance floor, and it was a huge room, about the size of this, with a dance floor, and not a single soul in this room. And Freddie said it's going to be packed. Not a single soul, besides the DJ, the bouncer, and the guy behind the bar. I go, Jesus, Freddie. And I say as a joke to Freddie, oh, we should go up and dance on there. So Freddie, obviously, goes up and dances on there. And I join Freddie because his energy is contagious. He's one of the best.
He has very contagious.
Harry
energy.
Comes with us because he's probably thinking, these people who I haven't seen in years, who I only know from Skywars, are now dancing. I guess I'll join. So we start dancing. And we're boogieing on this. And it is, you know, uncomfortable because it's a huge room with a bouncer and DJ staring at us. And we're dancing for ages. And then we start doing Minecraft roleplay. So you know what you do in school? I was going,
right,
like,
no. What do you mean
anyway,
you start doing
listen,
Minecraft
listen.
Roleplay?
I always do this. So I start going, I go, I'm Time Dio. And then Freddie goes, but I'm Technoblade. And we're like, anyway, we're doing this for a while. And then the DJ.
You're big now. And the DJ, you're 20 years old.
I do. Because what the DJ did is then he turned down the music and shouted at us. He shouted, are you lads just here to fuck about or are you going to buy some drinks? Bear in mind, there was no one else in this room. And I
fucking
a very aggressive DJ. And I took this as a challenge. So I said, yeah, I'll go buy some drinks. So I go to the bar and I go, can we get some drinks? And the bar guy goes, yeah, sure. By the way, I thought that was really cringe. I go, what? I'm dancing. And he goes, no, the way he just shouted at you. I go, oh, yeah, it was, wasn't it? Friends and family discount. And he goes, yeah, sure. And get £3 off. So already.
That is actually, you already won.
Yeah, so let me go back. And at this point, I'm thinking, this DJ has challenged me. And I said, guys, we're going to go in with our drinks. We're not going to drink any of it. And then we're going to fucking fuck around as hard as we can. So here we go. We start fucking around again, dancing. At this point, we've been doing this for about 20 minutes. The bouncer comes over. I think, oh, dear God, he's going to ask us to leave. I can't emphasize, by the way, how uncomfortable and awkward of a room this was. We actually might. Anyway, I was going to say we might be able to get a Patreon video for it because I woke up the next day thinking, did that happen? And Freddie did video some. So, yeah, anyway. So then, the bouncer.
I can't believe you said woke up.
I woke up.
You said roke.
There's nothing wrong with speech impediment.
No, but.
I'm so sorry.
You're not familiar with the epic Daniel Larson roke up.
I don't know what. Can I stay on my goddamn story without you and your stupid ways?
I thought
ways.
It was only Daniel Larson who could do that, but here you are.
I don't know what that. Okay.
It's all right. Carry on. Some people
anyway,
get it.
So, yeah. Then. The bouncer comes over thinking, he's going to fucking kick us out. We stop dancing, change the song. He comes over to us. He goes, lads, I've been dancing for 15 years. Let me give you some advice. And he starts giving me fucking dancing advice. So at this point, this bouncer's like, nah. And he's like, nah, I don't know how to dance. I'm not going to do it. And he starts popping and locking all over the
place.
And he's really good. So I really fucking zone in on this guy. And he's fucking teaching me all these dances. He's telling me about the meetup app where I can meet up with people who are going to dance. He does tell me about it. It was like a sponsor. It's like he did an ad read. But anyway, this fucking guy is, I'm like, fucking, yeah, this is wicked. And we're still doing this in front of this pissed off DJ. Anyway, so then We really start dancing. And then at this point, it stops being fucking around and we're like really into it now because we're all learning about dancing and shut your eyes and feel the beat. And I'm fucking like listening to this fucking bouncer. Anyway, then this big group of 30 to 40 year olds come down. They all come in and they're staring at us like, what are these lads doing? This doesn't stop me. I go, hey, get on here. And then they all start dancing with me. And then on the beat drop, one of them goes, are you Tommy Innit? And I go, yes, I am. And then we all start fucking dancing. It was like a sad movie. But so, yeah. And it was awesome. And then we do this for
all. This doesn't sound like your worst moment at all.
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing. By the end of the night, I blow the DJ a kiss cheekily. And he blows me one back. Because let me tell you, Jack, my worst moment of the week was when the DJ stopped the music to shout at us in this completely isolated dance floor where he had no need to. And if you could have told me an hour ago that we'd be blowing kisses to each other, I wouldn't have believed you. But to me, this is like David and Goliath. But I'm both of them. And then it ends up good. And that was
what the fuck was David and Goliath to do with any of that?
That's what I'd say this was like. And yeah. So yeah, it went from worst to best moment. I thought it was a beautiful story.
It was hardly even that bad. A DJ just sort of was a little rude. Yeah,
I think if you could have seen the room, you would have realised how tense it got.
It was a really miserable room. I actually. That is great. The DJ doesn't even get paid for drinks. He's the DJ.
It was really sad. It was really.
He
was a really tense DJ. I found out later it's because someone had thrown a glass on the ground. That's why there were glass shards everywhere on the ground. It was a pretty weird night. And we were home by midnight. Yeah, but if you'd have gone into the basement of that pub in Brighton, you could have Skywars roleplay with me.
Skywars.
It was fucking awesome, mate.
Where was this? We can always censor it if you want to keep
Walrus.
It a secret. They have a dance floor downstairs. Oh, they do.
It was that room.
Oh, it is tense down there.
Yeah.
I've been down there a few times. And even when it's full, it can get tense.
Imagine that with no one and an angry DJ and three lads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think you were quite getting it. It was a big
room.
No,
sure. It's like quite dark. It's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. You wouldn't, it's not where you go.
It wasn't the room I was picking. In my mind's eye, it was a friendlier room.
No, really wasn't the atmosphere. Really can't emphasize enough when I said to Freddie as a joke, let's go dance, how much I meant it as a joke. And this is what I thought. Thank God it was Freddie, because any other one of our friends would have sat there and watched and cringed or gone, no, but not me and Freddie and Harry.
No.
Who was there? Poor Harry.
Yeah,
so
I
was pretty happy.
Wow. You wouldn't have caught me doing that.
No. And this is why, you know, the duality of man.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Well, that was a segue out of that show.
I let that one simmer.
Yeah. No, because I've got a thing is, you may have started with our first segment, worst moment of the week. I came up with a new segment.
Back-to-back segments?
Back-to-back segments.
Whoa,
that's what this podcast is now. We're getting into the rhythm of it. People, I came up with a new segment a few weeks ago, actually, but it's just we finally found some airtime for it. Finally got through the green lighting process. I was sat. Thinking to myself,
Why did you say what the segment
is? I was thinking about my bucket list. Right? Or thinking about bucket lists. I go, what would I put on my bucket list? And I thought about some of the generic items in a bucket list. And I realized I don't want to do everything in the bucket list that most people would pick. So then I came up with a great alternative to the bucket list. Tom, this is the fuck it list.
Oh, yeah.
Now, at first glance, you may think, Was this things you guys want to fuck before you die? No, perbs. It's things we don't want to do. Like, fuck it, I'm not doing that.
Actually, I never thought. It does sound like things we want to fuck.
It's not that.
What's
it's,
on my it's fucking
the
list?
No. Don't do the fuck thing. Do the right one, which is the one where it's things you don't want to... Things you absolutely want to have died having not done. Fuck it.
But what if people hear this and then they're going to think that's what he wants to have sex with?
No, I've made it abundantly clear.
All right. What's on your fuck it list, man? Things you don't want to do before you die.
A lot of people want to climb mountains. I thought that doesn't sound fun at all. I've got no interest. It's just a lot of tiring walking for a view that you... Like, there's other ways of getting views. Cable cars.
YouTube. I don't want to do any medical butt stuff.
What?
I don't.
You've had a finger up your ass.
I don't want it again.
You've already had it done. I can't be on the fuck it list.
Okay, I don't want two fingers on my ass.
As in, like, individually or, like, side by side?
Oh, stop. The fuck it. I want this conversation to stop. That's on my fuck it list.
You're not understanding the fuck it. It's things you've never done that you have no interest in doing.
I've just told you. I have two fingers up my bum. I don't want.
Okay. you're turning it sexual it again.
This is not sexual. This is medical.
You're playing with the definition of fuck it.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Right. I really don't want that.
I have no interest. Let me think. I have no interest.
I don't want any more doctors to touch my balls. You have no idea how many people how many doctors have had to go down there. A lot. I've had so many crotch problems in my time. Like, a lot. I once had to end stream because I had burning pee. Okay? Burning. Felt like burning.
Shot snot at one.
Shot snot.
Not enough, but enough that
hey,
it was
hey,
like...
Hey, pause the fuck it list. Pause while I go ahead to a... You've snot fucked me, man. Actually snot fucked
me. Right, what the fuck is that? Because we had to specify what fuck it list meant, just in case people... And you're saying snot fucked
you've
sounds
snot
better.
You've snot fucked me, man. No, I've had a crusty arm all week. Because you said last week when I was asking, oh, Jack, how do I not... I've got the tissues on me. You were like, oh, I just wipe up my arm. So I went, okay. So all week, instead of on my coat, I've been wiping my arm. And I've had a crusty, horrible arm all week.
No, that's not... I don't think... Like, I sort of do that. And then, so it's off my nose. And then it gives me a bit more time to find something to wipe. I don't just let it sit. Like, eventually I wipe it. It's just like a...
Okay.
It's just so I don't have a runny nose when I'm looking at people. I do that because they're not looking at my hand. And then I'll wipe the hand later. It's a bit gross. I admit, it's not... It's better than the sleeve, though. You're not just supposed to let it sit and crust on your arm.
All right. Okay. Well, I know that now.
Man.
You didn't make that clear. Just to... You know, one of them.
I don't ever want to get shat on. I've been thinking about the fuck it list.
I've been shat on by a bird. It was horrible.
Oh, I have. Fuck. Well, I'm...
Shat on by a human.
Yeah, that's what I was meaning.
Yeah, I don't want that.
You didn't appreciate that joke.
I'm really thinking. I don't want to be circumcised.
Sure. I put that on my fuck it list too. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Why are they all going sexual?
A lot of them are to do with body and... You know.
But originally it started like, I don't want to climb a mountain. Like, let's go
that was
there.
Your one. Okay, I don't want to climb a mountain. There's not much I don't want to climb.
I don't... What things are
I don't want to climb a mountain circumcised, but that links back to my previous
Shut
point.
Up. You can't do that. That's not how it works. I don't want to...
I don't
want to
climb a mountain. At the top of the mountain, there's a doctor with two fingers. That's what I don't want. Do you know what I mean?
There's certain films I never want to see.
Like what?
What's it called? Like a Siberian film? Don't want to see that. Sounds horrible.
Probably Twilight. I have no interest in Twilight. But I wouldn't. If I did watch it, I wouldn't be mad. Just be a waste of an evening.
I think Siberian film is supposed to be like the most disturbing film ever. I heard a bit about it. I went, yeah, no, not for me. I just don't want to see it.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Trying to think what else. Oh, The Human Centipede. No interest.
I'm sure someone told me about that. 10 years, interest. I'll get into horror films, just not right now.
I like horror, but that's just... I don't like disturbing too much. That I have no
That's
interest.
Where they all have their face in each other's
bum holes.
Oh,
yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you wouldn't like that either. No
that's
interest.
That's what my fucking list for
now. I have no interest.
I don't want another loved one to die.
I hate to break it to you, but that might not... You might not be able to ever check that off your fuck it list.
Well, it's on there for now.
All right, that's... Yeah. I think I might want to move on from the fuck it list now.
All right.
Because I don't know how to come back from it. I'll be honest, that it is going
to
happen.
But if I had to pick between another loved one dying and getting circumcised, I'd rather a loved one die.
I don't know, it depends which... I would get circumcised to say... Here's a good question. out of everyone in your life, where's the cutoff point for someone you would get circumcised for to save their life? Like, I'll be honest.
Jesus.
I like you enough that if they say, get circumcised or get kill Tom, I'd get circumcised for you.
Yeah.
But where's, like, someone that you're like, no.
I'm trying to think where
where's the line?
Yeah, I'm trying to think where the line is. Johnny.
No, I would get circumcised. I think I'd even do it for Johnny. It's not actually that big of an ask.
And I like Johnny. I like Johnny a lot.
Yeah, it's not that big of an ask.
But there is some people.
But there are some people that I'm like, you're all right.
Here's where it is. Not one of your brother's mates, but his mate. That's where I'd be like, no.
Oh, no, one of my brother's mates.
One of your brother's mates, I wouldn't. One of your brother's mates, that's when I go.
Nah, some of
Your brother's mate passed, your brother would be really sad. Your brother's mate's mate passed, his brother's mate would be really sad.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to be funny, but it's like, it's my foreskin, not his.
Okay, let's move on, because I don't think our audience will be enjoying this foreskin.
I think it's an interesting thought exercise.
Okay, here's some shit that's happened. I've had some... You'd think the DJ thing was the start. I had some fucking insane people come up to me this week. I think because I've been working and writing, but I've been writing in the lanes this week, so I've just been around the lanes.
You've been in public.
Yeah, and I'm very, very extroverted now in a way I've never been in my life. I just speak to everyone.
Yeah.
And what it is good is for podcast material, but not for, well, okay.
It just reveals crazy people.
I've checked and I'm not allowed to talk about on the podcast, but maybe in months' time I will with hindsight. I had one, I was in an off license and I just had loads of sugar. I had an ice cream and then a big bag of Haribo's.
Sugar for Tom is like cocaine for most people.
I know, and I was like, fucking hell, I don't need any more of this now. And I was also getting another drink. So I was like, what drink should I get? Because all drinks have sugar in. Oh, should I get a...
All drinks have...
Should I get a cider? Nah, cider's got loads of sugar. Should I get a Coca-Cola? Newsflash.
You're getting a cider? What time was this?
What? Like 11 p.m.
What? Why are you looking at me
weird? You've changed, man.
You were not the boy that would randomly at 11 p.m. think, I might have a cider.
I was with a group. I wasn't alone. I wasn't alone.
That wasn't set up. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so...
I can't judge. It's something I would do, but I just not you.
I'm not an alone drinker, no.
I am.
I know. But you have a lot that we could work through later. So, yeah. So, anyway, I'm going... And I'm saying to my mate, I don't know if I should get... You know, cider's got sugar in. I don't want that. Cocoa's got sugar in. I'll tell you what I should get. Maybe is like one of those tiny bottles of vodka. Vodka doesn't have sugar in. At this point, this guy stood next to me, takes out his headphones and goes, look, kid. I go, I'm fucking in for it. He goes, did you know that all alcohol is actually made from yeast fermented with sugar? So, no matter what alcohol you have, it will have sugar in. And I go... And at this point, I'm already a drink in. So, I go... Well, yeah, but vodka is way less sugary than cider, say. And he goes, yeah, sure, but it's still made from sugar. I go, yeah, but less, innit? And what I'm trying to have is a bit less sugar. And he goes, well, yes, but vodka's still fermented from sugar. I go, nah, I don't reckon it is. Anyway, this goes on for a while. And then he goes, look, I'm bored of this now. And I go, well, you started it. And he's like, yeah, but I didn't think it would go on for this long. And then he walks off.
He's also... Like, mainly wrong. Like, he's right in that everything is fermented from sugar, but the sugar's the bit that turns into alcohol.
He fully thought he was... Oh, no, this is what I started saying to him. Sorry, this is what I started saying to the guy. I fucking pulled out my, like, Minecraft general knowledge. I was like, yeah, but with that knowledge, looking at that glass, it's just a load of sand. But it's not a load of sand, is it? It's glass. So the sugar goes away in the... And I just... It was just the stupidest argument I've ever had with a stranger.
Just a stranger,
and I
yeah.
just... I wouldn't lay off. I was just like, nah, I'm going to win. Because he took out his headphones and he must have thought he was like the smartest bastard in the world.
Yeah, and he wasn't even... He was a bit wrong.
And I was just... And I just knew... He just gave off that energy that I was like, I'm going to just mess with you for a while.
You should fuck with people like that. They're irritating.
And I just kept going. And then no one's ever stopped a conversation with me to go, I'm bored of you.
That's, to be fair.
Awesome.
He definitely started off the weaker of the two, but that is a strong way to leave a conversation.
It was.
I'm bored of this. That yeah. is strong.
But then I stood behind him and I kept being like, oh no, I'm going to get a yeast infection if I drink this alcohol. I was being such a twat. I kept shouting that. Oh no, nah, guys, I'm going to get a yeast infection.
Did he put his headphones back in?
Yeah.
He was bored of you.
Yeah, no, but fair, we wouldn't like the podcast then, would he?
Anyway. Maybe not, especially not now.
Here's another thing. Oh yeah, this was another one. I was walking past a jewellery store in
the South Lanes?
No, Churchill Square.
Mm.
And this bouncer outside it recognised me. Never seen anyone do this. His face stayed stern, completely still, stone-faced. But with his hand he went and waved like this at me. Really enthusiastically. And like, you know, as I walked round him, and I thought, I just started laughing. I thought, that can't have just happened. That he didn't, he sort of nodded at me and just waved like really happily, but his face wasn't happy. I really thought about it for a while.
That's good. I guess part of the job with bouncers, isn't it? They've got to have mean faces.
But he maintained in his face is aggression, but in his hand is jovialness. It was a real
bouncers are a real, you know, if there was a group of people on the earth that I just have a problem with. It's bouncers.
Oh, bouncer, mate, that bouncer gave me dancing tips.
Some bouncers, and then some of them turn out to be really nice, but I've had such...
1 in 10 is a power.
I've had many bad experiences with bouncers.
But that's because you show up drunk and are really rowdy and horrible.
No, well...
You and Jacksepticeye pull up to the bar. Jacksepticeye goes, I'm going to beat the shit out of you if you don't let me in. Do you know who I am? That's the sort of business
I've never done that, but I have had some arguments with some bouncers at the door. That's true.
Really?
Yeah.
Like when?
I don't know, because a lot of the time I'm drunk, so I don't really remember that.
I know. I think I side with the sober bouncer who's doing their job, but sometimes
I've shown up and they've been bell ends.
Like when?
Because they've like assumed like, or sometimes you show up sober and they assume you're drunk and then you get pissed off. I'm like, mate, I remember once showing up, I showed up to a place, right? I was stone cold sober and he was like, you all right, mate? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I'm like, no. And he's like, you stink of it. I'm like, well, I don't. I'm just come from home. I'm completely sober. He's like, yeah, right, man. I'm like, you couldn't have picked like a worse guy. I'm like, this is the worst.
Did you say that to him?
Yeah. I'm like, you couldn't have picked a worse. This is.
You're horrible to bouncers.
They're fucking horrible. Some of them are horrible. No, that's not true. Some of them are going real power trips. It pisses me off.
I think you're challenged by them. You know what I mean? It's like the comment, you know? Challenged.
I remember once, oh, this bouncer pissed me off. I was with some mates in the queue for a club or whatever. And we were talking about like, I can't remember what we were talking about, but we were talking about fan base stuff. And I said like, and admittedly, the last time I said this, I got in trouble, but I said like something about the audience being like, you know, like roughly like demographically at the time, like 15-year-old girls, right? I say that, and this bouncer just hears the word 15-year-old girls and goes, and he genuinely goes, well, you want about, mate? I was like, oh, look, you know, I try and brush him off. And he doesn't let, and he starts like trying to imply I'm like some fucking nonce. And
I think I'm on the side of the bouncer.
You can't start implying people are nonces. You can't do that. That's not on.
That actually perfectly
segues me. That really pissed me off. You can't just.
That I'm going to even skip over my own personal bouncer story because of how perfect of a segue that is. All right?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Is what I wanted to talk about was, I bet you have a story similar to this, is, and I bet it's very unique, is when I want to talk about my first Twitch donation, because I remember when I was about 15 and I get pocket money a month, you know, and I remember getting a 20 quid donation, being like, that's pocket money instantly. What? And I remember being so happy. I think I could buy MVP +++ again on Hypixel. So it's very happy.
Again?
$7.99.
Oh, you got banned.
It is a subscription. You have to buy it per month for $7.99.
Oh, do you?
It's very, they really got us by the balls, Hypixel. Anyway, so I went. I had 20 quid and I was so happy. I ended my stream and I went and told Dad. And I was like, Dad, guess what, man? I don't keep your pocket money.
Keep it.
I just got 20 quid. My dad was like, what? And as I started explaining to my dad the concept of a Twitch donation, the more concerned he got that a stranger, an adult, had just given me £20 and he couldn't figure out why. And you know my dad. And I'm sort of having to explain to him, no, Dad, nothing dodgy is going. I didn't do nothing wrong. That he's chill, who gave me the money. And really had to convince my dad that he wasn't a nonce. Like, really had
to. Oh, the guy who gave you the money, I thought.
Yeah.
So, you said that in a weird way. I had to convince my dad he wasn't, like, he needed talking down. Like, I just might be a nonce.
No. But I had to convince, I just remember how, I really vividly remember that chat with my dad. And it being unusual. And now I'm being a bit older.
I think I was a little older than you.
Quite valid.
I was 17 and I'd had a bit of a job.
I was 14.
Yeah, you see that? Yeah. I think maybe I'd have found that weird, but I think when I got my first donation, I already worked a bit. So I remember thinking, oh, wow, this is incredible because it's way easier than working. But I don't think I had like a mum, dad, I have something to tell you sort of situation. I remember the first time I made friends online, having a similar sort of like my mum and dad being like, what if they're a paedophile?
Yeah.
Me going, I think it's just another boy. And they're like, yeah, but you don't know. Sometimes they're paedophiles. I'm like,
should have listened to your mum.
Yeah, well, actually. And no.
I'll tell you.
go on.
I have to tell you my bouncer story because it's not leaving my head. Really quick.
Okay, and I'll tell you my donate. I've got a good donation story,
all right,
though.
It's whenever sometimes bouncers pat me down, I go, I've never done this with a guy before when they're getting in my crotch. I have to do it in airports occasionally, but airports are less the vibe and I'm usually less intoxicated. I'm never intoxicated in an airport. But then I did this to this one guy and he went, what? And I said, yeah, I've never done this with a guy before. And he went, if you're going to be cheeky, you can fucking go. And I was like, whoa.
That's what I mean. Like, some of them are really sound. There's a couple that I off the top of my head in places that I like where the bouncer's really sound. But that also makes it for me. If you've got a nasty bouncer, your establishment is down in my tier list. You know what I mean? You got to have a nice bouncer that's firm.
Who's up for gay jokes, especially in
Brighton.
Who's
up for a laugh, man. Especially in Brighton. But anyway, this isn't my first donation, but this is like the craziest donation story I've ever had. One time, I don't know if this has ever happened to you. You know how people can charge back? Someone once came to my stream, right, and donated, and I mean this. This is like, it was like the most emotions I've ever been through in an instant. They donated £1 million. And there was a moment there where I'm like, oh my God, I've just made £1 million.
How many views did you have?
This was like last year.
Oh.
That came to my stream and gave me £1 million. Like, or it was like 999999. It was like £1 off of £1 million. I know it was a penny off of £1 million. I remember distinctly. And I was like, holy shit, I've just made £1 million. That's your initial thought. My initial thought was like, fuck, oh my God, I'm going to buy it. I get so excited about all the things I'm going to do. And then I go, and then the crushing reality of, they're going to charge him. They're not giving me £1 million. Kicked in very instantly when their dono message was like some troll bullshit. And it was like, it was like the most excited. Maybe you can, but there's never been a world to me where I've just instantly made £1 million. It's quite like, that's quite a feeling. They just went, here's £1 million. And I went, really? And then they went, no. And that really hurt. It's life change. It would have changed my life. It would have changed my life. And someone dangled that in front of me like a carrot on a stick. Anyway, so that was another time.
Yeah,
that freaked
me out as well.
First time someone gave you £1 million, how did you feel, Tom?
Yeah, I basically, when I was 16, saw that I don't know. Basically, was like, this is stupid. Like, this is weird. And then ever since then, I've just been like, well, this is...
Maybe it's because I have bills and I got shit to pay for now, and I thought all that shit I could pay off.
Yeah, it was different until about this year when I started having to pay bills, and now I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I guess. Yeah, this is handy.
Well, I'd probably pick the worst person to... Most people would really be excited by the
£1 million.
More...
Mr. 30 million.
More making a million people smile.
By the way, that really went out. You know, Trisha Paytas spoke about that clip on her podcast.
What?
Believing it's fully
real. She's on SNL. She was on SNL.
Yeah, she's not great, but she, that's cool that she did that.
What happened?
She brought, I haven't seen the full thing, but she brought up the 30 million clip. She spoke about it.
What did she say?
I don't really remember. I just remember seeing that she had.
What, did it go around?
It must have done. I must admit, this is where I'm like not really in the loop. But then I saw this one clip of Trisha Paytas on her podcast asking if you would buy her a house next.
Oh, that is so awesome. What we've got to do is one of these next podcasts, do another and progressively make them less and less believable.
I already have one I want to do. We could do it now.
Oh, no, but, I remember it. But
I have one.
We'll save it.
We're in no rush. But then we have to get clips on this that everyone has to believe. And then I'm going to make them. Like, you really have to...
That's so awesome.
But yeah, she spoke about that.
I did do that. Thought it was the funniest thing in the world. And then started being like, oh no, what if like my teachers from school believe it? Because my mum thought it were real. And I was like, mum...
Well, surely your mum knows, right?
I know, that's why I was so like, mum, no. What? So that's why I'm a bit like, after we did it, I was like, oh, I wish I'd have picked a different lie. Because that's one...
Maybe you got big on the crypto. That's what you need to tell everybody.
No, but I was like, I don't want all my school teachers to think I talk about money like that.
You should make a crypto coin. You should make a that should be your next thing. Next big clip. Tommy in it. Crypto.
Tommy coin.
Tommy coin. And it's not a rug pull. We don't own all the money.
Yeah, Jack, your next point is this really enticing one. Used a drill for the first time.
Oh, yeah. I was well proud of myself. Used a drill for the first time.
All right.
You never feel like I really felt like a man. You know, when I was a kid and I'd something needed to do, my dad would go, oh yeah, I'd sort that. And we bought something that needed mounting to to an external wall, right? And I thought, I would hire a professional to do this. I thought, what is it, drill a couple holes in a wall? I think I can do it. I think I can fucking do it. So I got an Uber up to B&Q, bought all the supplies.
Yeah.
The big B&Q as well, you know, I really went.
Yeah, I know that one. The one in... Yeah.
Borrowed the office drill, thanks to the office, by the way. Borrowed your drill. Yeah. I had to buy my own drill bit. Office doesn't keep drill bits, apparently, guys. So that's something to work out. That's okay.
As soon as this podcast is over, I'll be on.
Yeah, maybe get some drill
Uber
bits.
Into big B&Q.
Yeah, so I got some drill bits. I got some wall plugs.
Cool.
And guess what? I fucking brrr into the side of my house with a drill. Made four holes, used a level to make sure everything was, level.
Yeah.
Right? Put hammered in the wall plugs. They were flush. Not first try. I had to pull them out with some pliers, drill a bit more. Got it just right, put in all the wall plugs. Screwed it in. It's in.
Is that the end of your...
I made some mistakes. Made some mistakes. You know, it's my first time out here. Forgot to wear eye protection. Got a little bit of dust in the eyes. Had some brick in the eyes. You know, that wasn't nice. I wasn't my finest, but I drilled into an external wall. You know what? I thought in the future now, and then I bought some painting cord and hung up a painting in my house. Bought some heavy duty staples as well. Did some proper DIY shit. Thought when shit needs sorting in this house now, I'm the fucking guy. No more hiring task rabbits. Sorry, Ben the task rabbit. Ben's my go-to guy now. Less work. No more work for you, Ben. Sorry, mate. I'm doing the shit now. I'm out of that painting. Ben will be coming around because the painting then fell down this morning. So I'll have to... Ben will be getting a text from me after the podcast is done to ask if he's available to help me hang the painting. But it did stay up all evening. So, you know, I mean, really, really there was... you know what? Maybe I don't need him because I've already came up with a decent solution. So maybe, you know, it's fine.
I think you want a permanent solution, not a decent one.
No, I think. Well, this one could be permanent. You know, given the right circumstances. Looks neither here nor there. But yeah, I used a drill for the first time, and I was proud. And I'm just saying, Tom.
Oh, well done, man.
Have you ever drilled?
Just this other weekend, I needed to use a drill, so I rang my dad, and he came round.
So
you see, your dad lives in Brighton. That's the problem. Yeah. Your dad lives so close that you can just rely on father.
Yeah.
You want to get out of that habit, man.
I'm fine.
One day he'll be dead.
And then I'll ring Ben.
Ben's older than us. He might be dead too.
I'll ring, and I'm sure there's more people with this.
But you will never know the satisfaction you get from drilling.
I have drilled never felt before. I've drilled before with Freddie, and I drilled and put up a thing, and then I went, that's wonky and worse when I did it. I'm going to outsource
this. Well, I wasn't wonky when I did it. It was perfectly level because I used a level. So you need to get into a level.
I admire that.
War plugs.
I admire it.
Really have a day at B&Q. You know,
it took a whole day.
Breathe it in.
I just don't think that's what
I'd
like to
do. Day.
Do with my...
Took me 10 minutes.
Didn't, because you had to Uber to B&Q.
Oh, yeah, but I got a lot in my B&Q trip. Got a lot. Lifelong shit.
I don't think that's of interest to me right now.
I'm just saying, man, you'll just be a boy
forever.
I feel
like I'm man enough when I eat my bacon and egg sandwich every morning.
That's what I have. That's my breakfast too. How many rashers of bacon do you... What type of bacon do you have? What type of bacon? Do you have smoked, unsmoked?
I have smoked, and then not the rashers, the bigger ones.
The back bacon.
Yeah.
Those are still rashers.
I have
two bacons,
two eggs.
You're doing better than most. I'm an unsmoked guy, but I am back bacon.
You're doing better than most.
Well, look, because most people, I find the most common is smoked streaky bacon.
Streaky's the worst bacon.
It is the worst bacon.
Horrid, stupid.
Back
idiot.
Bacon's the best. We can disagree on that. I'm not a smoked guy.
That's fine. I alternate. Often, but lately I got it from Waitrose.
Ooh. Nah, you're getting better value at the butchers.
I agree.
We were going to talk about this, but we axed it from the podcast, but we've naturally landed here. I've been finding value in life. I've been finding value recently.
Clearly not that much if we didn't make the topics.
No, not like value. I mean like literally value, like bargains and shit.
Me too. I've started taking the bus everywhere.
Oh, no, I don't do that. I walk.
I walk or take the... Yeah, but when it's fucking 35 minutes to the other side of town, I'll take the bus.
Yeah, but the bus takes so long.
Yeah, but I love the bus because I love listening to music and I love travel.
You can do that in an Uber.
Yeah, but it's a lot quicker and it's not... You don't get to... The amount of conversations I have with people on buses is amazing.
Oh, you're that guy. You're jarring.
No, I'm not. No, someone comes up to me, goes, are you Tommy? And I go, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then, unlike usual, they're then sat next to me for a while. So then I chat with them.
Sure, that's actually reasonable. But yeah, the butchers has been my big one. Go Waitrose, you buy a steak, it's like 10 quid just for the steak.
Ridiculous.
I went to butchers the other day, I got 12 rashers of bacon and a steak for 8 quid.
Yeah, it's mad.
And it's good shit.
The chicken too, this butchers is fucking... Do not leak this butchers. Do you remember when Tubbo leaks our favourite bar?
Well, no.
Do not let the people in on the discount.
I don't know, maybe we should, because...
No, only...
No, because they'll get more business. It's not like a bar where... It's not... Right, let's face it.
I don't want to go to this butchers and then it's suddenly all the bacon's gone because all our stupid fans have bought bacon. All right, no, the bacon's mine.
No, well, hang on, this isn't a bar. Because when we go to the bar, the stupid fans sit in and talk to us, which is
annoying. I don't mind. I'd rather that than they take my bacon. Literally,
I'm going to say it's Rogman.
No, don't leak the butchers.
No, it's good, Rogman.
Don't
like that. It's similar to that song.
You're
going to
fucking
McGee.
Rogman. You're going to regret this. If that's bleeped in post, no, I won.
No, because we owe them good business.
Oh, do.
Also, one of the guys who works there is already a fan.
I pay them with money. That's enough. But
one of the guys who works there is a fan.
That's the kind of transactions I like.
He's kind to me. He goes, I really like your videos. Just
yeah,
but, give me any discounts.
No, yeah, exactly.
Just gives me some compliments.
Yeah, but it's already discounted. It's incredible. No,
you don't need a discount there.
Don't, just because he's told you
good
where to
eggs
go, don't
too.
Go. My new boundary, don't go.
Go.
Don't go.
Give them business.
Rotten.
Don't go when we go. When do you go? Give them your exact time. By the way, but you got to get there early. It closes at 12:30 every day. Got to wake up.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, I'm going to, yours not even on the thing anymore, so I'm just going to skip over your next one to talk about what I want to talk about.
What? No, well, fine.
All right, no, go on then.
Well, no, it's fine. You do your thing.
Nah, go on, man.
Fine, no, look, I just... You're going to like this, actually, because you know how you are getting really into comedy and, you know, delivery.
I have been,
and,
I'd say I'm incredible. Yeah,
and whether you land it or you don't land.
I land.
I've never seen anyone be worse at comedy than Elon Musk. I keep seeing videos of him doing speech. You know, now he's in like the political sphere. He does a lot of speeches. And because he thinks he's funny, because he's like the meme guy, he makes jokes. And like, I've never seen anyone have such bad delivery and like ability to read. It's like actually quite. It's almost like if it was a character and the character was a guy who is so unable to read a room, it would be genius, but it's not.
What does he do?
He went out the other day and he sat on a stage in his big fucking stupid like sunglasses, thinking he's got a big gold chain on that's clashing against his lav mic, right? Thinking he's hot shit. He sat there
clashing against his lav mic.
And the guy, and it's like there's a moment of silence with cloud cheers, and he goes, "I am become meme."
No way.
Like, I am become death from Oppenheimer. He goes, "I am become meme." The room is silent. And he goes, yeah, like, and just like sort of like mutters under his breath and moves on. I am become meme. And then like, he does, like, it's, I've not seen, like, it's, you know, someone, everyone kept saying, you know, when I thought when the a tech billionaire took over the world, he'd at least be sort of suave. And we've got this just sort of like the big Brolagard. Socially awkward moron.
God.
His texts leaked with some of his baby mamas.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, there was a conversation that he had where she sends.
No, I feel for Elon, man. I've been there.
No,
it's wrong.
But this is, to be fair, this is the craziest.
Why is everyone leaking texts all the time?
No, but this one's mad. Is the crazy. Oh, I just friction burned myself with the chain. That hurt,
that's
man.
That's an Elon topic.
That actually hurt.
What's the text?
It was with Ashley St. Clair. And she sends him a picture of her. And he says, "Hi, cutie." And you go, "Oh, that's nice." And she goes, "So excited to see you." Or she's like, "Hi, so excited to see you soon." And he just says, "Can't wait to knock you up again." Like, it's incredible. It was like so 0 to 100 because she'd just had his kid, and he's like, he doesn't even say "I can't wait to," he just goes, "I want to knock you up again," just announces it.
Oh man, that
doesn't run by like
his poor children.
And then there's a
video.
Well,
they won't be poor, but
I saw of it. No, they'll actually be the opposite. I saw. Well, actually, no, there's 13 of them divvied amongst them. It's not.
What's
200 billion?
you can't divide that by 13. It don't work.
No, 13 is a horrible number. It's prime.
It's cursed.
And it's cursed. But he, the fucker, like, he went out. You know how he has like one, like, a human shield kid he takes everywhere, X. The kid's called X, like the fucking app, by the way. And he has that kid, X, that he's taking everywhere with him to make him look like a good dad. He's walking down a set of stairs, the kid X is behind him, and the crowd's there, and he gets so distracted waving to the crowd, he just ditches the kid. He like walks away, the kid just gets abandoned on the stairs.
Oh, he's actually
have to like deal with him because he forgets his own kids.
He's like a comic. He's genuinely comical. Like a fucking Simpsons character.
It's like comical.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway, so I thought you'd appreciate how bad at humor he is.
Oh,
there's
God.
More. There's like more time. He like, "I am become meme."
You've got to show me something.
He like posted a picture of himself holding a chainsaw and just said "the Doge father." He's like obsessed with Doge.
He has a, I was watching John Oliver on it. There's like a
government agency called Doge now.
But it's like, and it's all ran by like 18-year-olds, and they're like firing like 50-year-olds who've worked at the White House.
Yeah.
It's really
hot. They sent around an email this week to every federal employee. There's like thousands of them. Saying, "What did you do this week? Send us a short summary." And like, everyone,
it's a good time to not be in America.
It really is.
Anyway. Tomina.com, go to the survival tour. I sell a ticket. Still not sold out.
We're not federal employees, so luckily.
But it is terrifying.
It is scary.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm glad John Oliver's back on, because that's the only way I get news is from niche comedians who tell me what to think.
Niche? He's just called John Oliver Niche.
Is he niche?
No, he's John Oliver.
I've watched him for a decade. So to me, he's my little John.
He's been John Oliver the whole time.
Yeah,
he's not been niche the whole
decade.
He
was a small character in Community, my favourite sitcom. He's always been my...
No, he was popular before that.
He's always been my little John. I love him. I literally love him. Do you know what I found out?
Yeah.
This is all right, you know.
Oh, yes, this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, that wasn't really clear until I read the note.
The podcast is great.
Do you know what?
Have we not had this conversation before?
Well, not lately. I watched it back, the James one. I was like, all right, I'll give this a go. And I watched it. It was in my recommended. I watched it and 1 minute turned to 10. I stopped at 10. I had shit to do. I thought, I can't give these lads all day. But I thought...
these lads, us.
This is solid, you know. And, mate, genuinely, I was making myself laugh so much. Some of the things you said got me too. But mainly, I liked this. He was my favourite of the three. I like James too, actually. I wish he was on more. I think me and James would have been... But I think me and you... yeah, I thought...
You and James wouldn't be good.
Yeah, we would. No. Imagine how introspective the Patreon would get. It'd be devastating. Terrible.
People would cry. That was the reason I was like, it's funny that you thought that was the good bit and I was going to cite that as the
every four
the
episodes,
floor.
We just have James on to just sort of devastate us.
Yeah.
But no, you were solid. You were solid.
Thank you. I really think I am the glue that sticks this thing together.
Yeah, I think you are. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, that's good. I feel very accomplished. Especially after I spoke about my drill. Oh, I have another segment. I've got so many segments. The fuck it list, which we will return to on certain weeks because sometimes I'll have a new entry. This is a new one. Basically, I had a very uneventful week. I've just done a lot of admin.
Just three. Like,
paid a lot of people.
What? Wouldn't want three up my arse. That's another one for the fuck it list.
What were we talking about?
What is your favourite?
No, you ruined the segment. No! I had a new segment. Basically, I had an uneventful week. I was just doing it. I'm going to Japan soon, so I have a bunch of admin to be getting on with, so I've not really done anything.
Because you texted me at 11 p.m. on a Sunday night. You texted me last night. How many segments do you have? Do you have enough?
I just didn't have loads. I was panicking.
I left it to 11.
I just finished watching Severance.
That was an 8 p.m. text.
Yeah, but it's 8 p.m. I was starting Severance. I'd forgotten.
What's your favourite?
I came up with this new segment called What's Your Favourite? Basically, I thought, I don't know you well enough, Tom.
Really?
Despite all the time we spent together, I don't know your favourite of stuff. So I made a list.
Can I guess some of your favourite?
Well, no.
Favourite colour, orange.
That's true.
Okay, that's enough.
I wrote down, okay, what is your favourite smell? Figured the audience and me could get to know you.
The smell of Betty or Walter.
Oh, that's sweet. They're his dogs. For context, I knew that, but you might not. Great. I'd say mine's probably vanilla. Vanilla's a great smell.
It's a good smell.
Lovely,
yeah, solid
vanilla.
Solid smell.
What is your favourite place?
The park near my house in Nottingham.
Oh, yes.
But I also like the park near my house here.
Yes.
I like parks.
You really do like parks?
Really like parks.
Yeah.
What's your favourite place?
It's a good point. What is my favourite place? I guess I hadn't thought about it.
Also, I just want to say, you really are, what I took from watching the podcast is you really are the glue that holds us together because you like talk to the audience. You just did it there a second ago. I never do that shit.
Well, sometimes they need cluing in.
I clue them in occasionally, but like I mainly talk to, I like really forget. It's what became really clear to me as I was watching it and I was like, oh, bollocks, all of this what I said has gone out.
You actually fully forget we're filming this
most
of the time.
Most of the time, yeah, now. I think it's allowed me to...
I'm aware. I know you're there, chatters.
I don't think about none of it.
Yeah.
I just think about you, man. You're my world.
Hey, thank you, man. That means a lot. Right, man. Anyway, my favourite place... At the moment, I think it's my house. So I'm really enjoying being at home.
It's a solid home.
Yeah, I'm really liking it. What's your favourite food?
A curry. But it was going to be tikka masala, but I've actually swapped over the past year to jalfrezi.
Ooh, growing up, I never ate curry.
You know, it's not big in America,
is it not?
I don't think so. I could be
wrong. I suppose not. Indian food isn't as
big. What shocked me the most.
Really like Indian food over here.
I love it so much.
I never grew up with it. Indian was not a thing we really had.
I could be wrong that it could be big in America. I don't
Maybe
know.
It is. Yeah. Oh, so you just wait? What? I've never noticed it when I've been out there. But
well, there wasn't any. I don't think there was, like, we never ordered in curry.
We never looked for curry, though. I would never suggest. As I say,
guys, answer in the comments.
But Eleanor cooked me a curry last night. I was like, fucking hell, I really like it. I had a butter masala.
What's your favourite food?
Good question. Probably sushi. I love sushi.
Yeah, sushi's in Japan, especially.
Yeah, I love sushi. This is a separate question. What's your favourite thing to cook? Yours might be the same, but it could be different. You know, I don't cook sushi.
I'm not that big of a cook, but probably... Well, I love making toasted Marmite, but that's not really
I'm going to say that doesn't count.
Probably, I make this dish at the moment where it's chicken with, what's the sauce? This hot sauce on. Anyway, and then I get the little Nando sauce that I've been buying from Sainsbury's. And it's rice, crispy broccoli, where I buy broccoli, put it in the oven, that's all crispy, and then chicken on the top. But the chicken's quite juicy, so
you could air fry that broccoli. You got an air fryer.
I hate air fryers, just the look of them.
I bought an air fryer recently.
I know, but Harry uses mine, so it's got a different vibe to any other air fryer.
He uses the air fryer a lot.
I know, and it's not clean.
And he undercooks things loads.
I know, it's not. I don't like that. That's why I've gone off the air fryer.
That's reasonable. I would say for me, my favourite thing to cook at the minute, I've been making me and Ellie this honey gammon.
Ooh, wow. You're a good cook, though. I remember when you cooked me.
I'm all right at cooking. I'm all right. I'm not.
He's good.
Ellie's good, too, though. Between us, we make a good little kitchen. It was like the bear the other day, though. I fucked up the I put the gammon in a bit too early. I wasn't ready on everything else, and I had to rush like the bit. Ellie said it was quite miraculous to watch me just running around the kitchen because I'd really messed up the timing.
I can only imagine that.
But yeah, anyway, what's your favourite colour? I did ask. I don't know yours. I think my guess would be red, but I don't know.
No, red's not even in my top three.
Really? Is it this blue?
It would be this near this, but a bit lighter. Sky blue, probably number one. Then it could be that sort of sunset yellow. I think it's kind of this yellow. I love this yellow.
It's a bit faded, but sure.
Of that one. That one's a bit. Yeah, the guest sofa.
The guest sofa, which you can't see. Is that camera
this
on?
This sort of yellow, actually.
Can we cut to the empty guest sofa?
This sort of yellow would be my second, actually, now. And then, I don't know. Those are my two.
You guessed mine. You were.
It was orange. I know, because you got that very bright orange hoodie that only you rock.
Yeah. And then I also, my new sofas, you not see it? I got new sofas in. And there's like this coppery color. You know when copper oxidizes?
Yeah, of course I do.
Love that. Love
that. It goes bright blue.
It doesn't go blue. It goes like teal. Like green.
No,
it's more green.
It goes blue.
I've also learned I'm not good at color though.
In Minecraft,
You've got that book. I'm not even being paid for this, but your book.
Tommy's Guide to Survival.
Tommy's Guide to Survival.
Thank you.
Apparently it's pink.
Yeah, it's hot pink.
That's fucking red.
Oh, wow.
That's a red book.
That is definitely pink. Yeah, it's pink.
It's not.
Let's get into a big argument online that generates publicity. Is the Tommy Innit book pink or red?
No, but like, just I what I've learned, this happened in the floristry.
And that's why I have 15 million.
This happened in the floristry vlog. They gave me some clippers, and I went, oh, the red clippers. And they went, those are pink. I was like, what? Those are red. And apparently I don't really know the difference between red and pink very well. But I
have that with navy and grey. So not as exciting.
What are you wearing right now?
Grey.
That is grey. Well done.
So it was the navy. Yeah, that's navy. But there's a shade in between these two that my school trousers were that upset me.
Fair enough.
Anyway, you got any more favourites on your list?
I think maybe I have.
This is nice. We're bonding.
It's good. I like this favourites thing. What's your favourite song?
Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen.
Thought so.
I think no song does more in 4 minutes.
I really struggle to pick an all-time favourite. I can never settle. I think I said if I had to, I think I would do.
For me, it's songs that not only that I love, but that do loads.
It's probably got to be a Jamiroquai track.
Really,
something by Jamiroquai. I think I'm struggling to pick a. I really like 7 Days in Sunny June. I really like Cosmic Girl.
I think the Adults Talking one, Strokes, is up there for me.
That is
a very good song.
What
Do I Know by Ed Sheeran. A lot of Ed Sheeran's Divide album, where everyone stopped liking him, is when I started. And most of that album I love to bits.
Fair.
Like, fucking so.
But yeah, I'd say probably either a Jamiroquai track, or to be fair, that Strokes song is a very good
song. It's a very good song.
Very good song. And then I wrote down, I wrote these late. What's your favourite idea?
I can get.
I also didn't know how to answer this.
What? That my favorite idea I've had or type of idea?
I don't know. Leave this quite open to interpretation.
This is quite difficult.
They said this in Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. I think one of them goes, What's your favorite idea? Yeah.
Mine is thinking creatively.
That was it. I wonder where I pulled that from.
I guess mine is thinking creatively. It was like a general, broad answer.
Maybe they nailed it.
I wouldn't want an idea. Yeah, yes,
you know
yes,
what?
Yes.
You don't hug me, I'm scared. You were right.
It is thinking creatively.
It's a great idea.
That is my favourite idea.
Well done.
Is that yours as well?
Yeah, I would say so.
Wow.
Yeah. Fucking hell. I wondered where I'd pulled that from. I was like, what a strange sentence to string together.
I started fist bumping you more, by the way.
Yeah.
When I watched the James one and we fist bumped, I thought, that was nice. You can see their bond when they do that.
That's nice.
So I thought, I'm going to do that more.
Yeah, really
but
good.
But if you're listening with your ears, yeah, that's
we've been
shit.
Fist bumping, but you've been missing out.
Okay, here's my last question for you I wrote.
Okay.
What is, if one comes to mind, it might not, your most dissatisfying moment ever? I could tell you mine quickly.
Okay. This is like quite a...
This is a segment-heavy
tonal
episode.
Tonal shift.
Not... Okay, mine was dissatisfying. Mine was, we'd watched Better Call Saul, the sequel to Breaking Bad. We watched all of it. We got to the last couple of episodes.
Mm.
So excited. We put on...
Don't spoil, by the way. I've never seen it.
We won't. We put on, and it's one of the best shows ever. We put on the second to last episode. We're fucking loving it. We're like, oh my God, how is this going to end? This is fucking brilliant. Where's it going to go from here? So much happens in the second to last episode. It ends. The show we've been watching for months. That was the last episode. And we thought it was the second to last. So the whole last episode, we were thinking, how is this going to wrap up?
And it doesn't.
And then genuinely, I've not had a more dissatisfied feeling in my whole life than like... It was like my world was rocked because it was the end of the show I loved, but it ended early. I meant, you know how much you mentally prep for a final episode of your favorite show? I hadn't mentally prepped. I mentally prepped for a penultimate. And I was so, genuinely for about 5 minutes, I was so freaked out and stressed. I was so upset. That was my most dissatisfied moment of my whole life.
You've reminded me, I only have a finite number of Joe Perra Talks With You episodes left. That was a moment there where I went, shit, one day I'm going to run out.
Yeah, but I watched all The Office, but I rewatch. Rewatching is just as good.
Rewatching is good, but I think that show was killed in its infancy, man. I mean, it's three seasons, but...
Could always come back, man. You never know.
I hope it does. Joe, let's make it... You know what, Joe, I'll help.
Joe, Jack will help. What's your moment? Do you have a most dissatisfying moment?
I'll be honest, not to call back, but that one time someone gave me $1 million and then
that is pretty fucking dissatisfying.
That could be the one. Like when you asked me the question, I thought, actually, that could be it.
That's there.
I think it might be that.
That's very, very dissatisfying.
Yeah.
To be given and subsequently taken away.
Not to like sort of like skimp out on the question, but if I'm being honest, that might be it.
Jack, I think it's time.
Oh, you remembered. Well done. You know what?
You we'll look then, since you remembered.
Worm, oh worm.
I was given I'll be honest, I don't like to spoil, but I was told he was very visible on the side earlier. That's what I was informed, but it seems this has changed.
It's fucking wiggled away. I'm looking at it.
I've just had a point from director Mirren, and apparently he's there. Fucking eyes, because I can't see him.
Yeah, I can't fucking see him, mate. Okay, well, it's with plastic box.
I think the plastic's reflecting the light, Mirren, sadly.
Hello?
Yeah, that'll do it.
Oh, I nearly tipped upside down then. Can you imagine the worm fell on me? That would have been so stressful.
We've got another episode to record after this. We're still in double recording season.
Oh, he's there. He's there. He's down there. He's chilling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. He really is visible.
Oh, his scales, his slimy scales.
They're
strong.
Not scales, mate. They're not scaly.
It's not scales.
No, I think it is.
Okay, ribs, that is, ribs.
I don't really know how to show him because he keeps catching the light, but he's right there. Very visible, just chilling, not doing anything. Towards the bottom,
classic,
having a lazy
classic
day.
Wormage.
It's classic wormage. There's nothing near the top. Just a bit of classic wormage, and we like that. And there's also two worms we found out last week, which really leads us into our next episode.
The two worms
might be a couple.
Oh,
that's all I'll say. We'll reveal more on our Patreon.
Our next episode, you're not going to guess. It's very, it's particularly creative of an idea.
It is. No, actually, it is.
Now,
it's one
guys,
of the best episodes
we're
going
to go over to the Patreon. This Patreon, usually we have a load of topics to discuss. For me, I've had an incredibly creatively introspective week. And Jack, I've actually prepared a list of somewhat devastating creative questions to ask you that are going to really go into the mind. I really want to know your... You know, sometimes we write things like, yeah. Some of these, I really, really want to know your answer.
Okay.
And I've prepared some quite different... It's almost like you're a guest for me now.
I'm quite excited.
I also have some big introspections I've done on my YouTube and all of this I've had this week. I've had a very creatively nourishing week.
That sounds great.
I'm very excited to delve someone told me, they said they like our creative chats we have on the Patreon. So if you like that, this is about to be fucking mega. That it's only me points and Jack doesn't have it.
Yeah, no, I let Tom take the... I'm the guest this week, so...
Yeah, anyway. Imagine it takes like 5 minutes and then we're back to the fuck it list. Anyway, right.
Sorry, I can talk about Ang Lee's 2003 classic Hulk.
We're going to move over to the Patreon. And you can click it and join it in the description. Thank $7. You very much for watching. I'll see you on tour, by the way, if you go to TomBeatsTheMarvel.com.
And I'll see you there as well.
All right. Thank you very much for watching. See you there.
Patreon! Don't stop it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to TryMeowGreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.